I don't know what that was. gonna do Penny's odds and ends questionnaire. So you come upon a bag of unmarked, untraceable bills equaling to about $1 million. No one is around, no one sees you. What is your next move? So when I looked at this, I thought about it and I was like, oh, I'd probably like take some of it and hide it and then take the rest to the police, because you can't be wandering around with like just a fucking $1 million, like even if it's untraceable, like someone's gonna be like, yo, where did you get that money from? Why didn't you hand it in? You know, you'd have to like launder it and fuck deal with that shit. Yeah, but basically I thought to myself, well, I'm such a fucking pussy and I get this this horrible sense of guilt and I'd be so anxious about it that it just wouldn't even be worth taking the some of the money, so I'd probably just, you know, hand it all in, because, you know, we little pussy girl. What? Yeah. You get to recreate any scene from a book. Which do you pick and why? Which character will you play? I know you said you can't not answer any of them, but I can't really answer this because I don't read books. The only books I've read is... this is embarrassing. I've read Twilight, The Hunger Games, and I've listened to some of the audiobooks for Game of Thrones. I've tried listening to Ovia. I can't read very well, so I just don't, because it just takes me so long. I get so frustrated that I don't really read at all. And I've tried a bunch of audiobooks, but the one I've only managed to stick with really is Game of Thrones, because I have the attention span of a donut. So, yeah. I can't really think of anything, so I'm just gonna have to skip it because I can't really answer it, unfortunately. There was a fire in a building inside one of inside. Oh my gosh, this always happens. I get a little flustered when I'm trying to read. I just like trip over my words. There was a fire in a building inside as one of your siblings. Do you save one of your siblings or four strangers? So this is quite bad. I'm not at all close to either of my siblings, so I don't know what's happening to my accent. yeah, I'm not close to either of them, so I'd save the four strangers, like, straight up. Would you rather forget who you are or whom everyone else is? So, I did think about this a little bit. And I think I'd much rather forget who everyone else is. Because if you forget who yourself... If you forgot who yourself... Who you are yourself... I don't know. Where does that fit? If you forget who you are, it'd be a lot harder for everyone around you to try build you back up, and you'd never be the same person, and, you know. But if you forgot who people around you were, you can rebuild them relationships, and you can relearn about these people. Because if you build them relationships once, you can build them again, like... it just takes some time, obviously. You'd lose your memories and stuff, but I think I'd much rather you be the same person and relearn everyone else, since I think that'd just be an easier option. But I also looked at it from the point of, so my nan has dementia, so she's forgetting who she is, she's forgetting who everyone around her is, and I thought to myself, so as like an outsider looking in. So, what was hardest for me? So, what would be hardest for everyone around? What I've found the hardest with her is it's not her forgetting who I am. It's her just turning into someone who's not even like her anymore, and she's this completely different person. And that is the hardest thing for me. So I thought, well, if it was like, it's very different obviously, but I kind of thought to myself, for everyone around me, what would be harder, I think. And I think it'd be, although it'd be difficult obviously, I think it'd be more difficult for them if I forgot who I was and ended up being someone completely different, rather than me forgetting who they are and me just relearning who they are. Because if you think about it, no one's actually changing, no one's personality will change and such, so you just gotta rethink and relearn who people are, I guess. I rambled on a little bit. It's a little bit, shh, don't worry about that. You get to do a love scene from any movie starring any actor actress of your choosing. Which movie and which actor actress? Nothing's coming to mind. I'm just gonna take this as a question as, oh, you get to bang an actor actress, who would it be? I don't know. I choose. I'd like Sir Bang, Emma Stone. I don't know what movie I've seen or whatever. Yeah. Half answer, because I don't know, I can't really think of anything. Otherwise I'm gonna be sat here for like 10 minutes trying to think of someone or something even. What is something people always specifically ask you about? Does it drive you up the wall? Why or why not? So even though my accent is a lot more, it's not as strong as it was when I first moved to here for uni, but I still get asked about my accent a lot, like, oh, where are you from? And I get asked to like say things and stuff, which it was a little annoying at first, but I'm kind of used to it now. Also, when I go home, I get asked about my accent when I go home. Apparently I sound quite posh to them, apparently. I'm not posh. That upsets me when people say I'm posh. I'm like, I'm not posh. How dare you? But I also get asked a lot about my piercings and stuff, because I've got quite a few. I've got a labret, I've got both my ears are stretched to 10 millimeters. I've got a bunch of piercings in my ears, I've got one in my nose. I used to have my septum done as well, but took that out, so it didn't calm my nerves. But people ask me a lot about them, like, oh, did it hurt? Oh, can I? People ask if they can put the things, if I can fit things, or can they put their fingers through my ears a lot, and that is really annoying, because sometimes people don't ask, they just kind of do it, and I'm like, dude, can you, like, not touch me? It's pretty rude. Can you not do that? Thanks. But yeah. Would you rather be ridiculously good looking and rather dim, or ridiculously ugly and remarkably clever? So, I feel like I'd rather be ugly and clever, just because there's a certain amount, there's only so far you can get in life being pretty and dim, and you don't command a lot of respect. But if you're, I hear the word ugly, but if you're ugly and really clever, at least you can get far in life. Like, not everyone's so shallow, and you can obviously command a lot of respect because you're super clever and, you know, Like, I'd always much rather, like, talk to a really, like, smart dude or girl than someone that's really pretty and a bit dumb, because it's just boring. You know? If you're a robot, would you ever want to know? I don't know, like, I guess nothing would change. I guess I'd feel this sense of betrayal, but I don't know, like, I'd still be me. I don't think it'd really bother me so much. I don't necessarily think I'd, I don't know, it's hard to say really. I don't know, I guess it kind of suck if you thought you was one thing, but you get told you're another thing. Like, I guess that'd suck, but I wouldn't go off. I don't think I'd be that upset about it. Just have a giant identity crisis about it. What is the most romantic way someone can woo you? I don't know. I just love, like, I think it's a bit cliche, but I like going on a walk and, like, I don't know, them maybe showing me, like, one of their favourite spots to go and us just staying there for a few hours, I don't know. I just like really simple things. I'm not really particularly, I'm pretty useless at answering questions like this. Yeah, I just want to be taken somewhere so that's special to them and for them to, like, share it with me. Because I think that's a, I don't know, super nice, cute thing. I don't know. Would you accept a 30k a week job offer where you're just paid to sit in the pitch black room and do nothing for 8 hours a day, no phone, no computer, no lunch break, and no, you can't sleep through it? No, I wouldn't take that because what would be the point having that much money if you fucking hate your life? And I'm pretty sure that you'd begin losing sanity. No, I would not take that. That sounds awful. That sounds like some kind of torture. Like, no. If Jurassic Park was real, would you visit it? Would you visit it? I don't know. I guess it'd be like going to a zoo with wild animals. There's always a risk they could break out, I guess, and get you. Probably, yeah, but yeah, I'd go. Yeah, sure, it'd be cool, but yeah, there's always a risk of that. Well, there's a risk of getting killed with whatever you do, just to be a bit morbid, but you know, there's always a risk. So, sure, why not? Let's go see some cool ass dinosaurs. If you could find out exactly what your life is going to be like in 10 years from now, would you want to know? No, because if I'm successful, I'd be constantly, like, you'd constantly be thinking about, oh, what did I do to get there, you know? And it could lead you to make the wrong decisions, and it could lead you down the wrong path. But also, if it's looking pretty bleak, I guess, it could spur you to make better decisions. But again, like, I don't know, like, I wouldn't, no. If you could learn the answers to one of history's unsolved mysteries, which would it be? Oh, shit, man, I don't fucking know. The age-old question of what did come first? Was it the chicken or the egg? I want to know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Who knows? Such a mystery. Ah, oh my gosh. if you had to lose one of your five senses, which one would it be? Probably smell, because I have issues with my nose anywhere. What? English. I have issues with my nose anywhere, and my sense of smell isn't that good anyway. My nose is quite fucked, It's why I sniff quite a lot, because I don't know, there's something wrong with my nose. I've had surgery on it before, but yeah, I'd give up smell. say something to a GWA user you've always wanted to, but don't say their name. Keep the mystery alive. I feel like this is some like dangerous gateway to like say something really dirty and raunchy. No, I won't do that. I don't know, like, hey person, I think you're pretty cool. Will you be my friend? Or alternatively, if you wanted a dirty answer, fucking, nice rack mate. I'm just joking. Sometimes I say stuff and I just make myself cringe. I'm so darky. But yeah, thanks for the questionnaire. See you later.